direct from the Susquehanna Center on Tuesday night, August the 28th. The Bing and the Bong Show.
It's time to rumble.
Hang on.
What happened?
I'm having a wardrobe malfunction.
Your bra? Is it your bra?
Yes, my bra. My sports bra.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, hello. Hello, Bing.
Hello, Bong.
How are you? Bing, Bong.
And a good bong to you. Good bonging to
it's
you.
A good Bing to you.
All right.
Yeah, so here we are.
Yes. Beautiful night, man. See what I've got? My fingers crossed.
I know. I hear the weather.
The weather has been pretty good for us on this run.
I know. It was, I tell you, we came out of Wisconsin, and that was
and
nice.
We came out of there in good shape. The after game report was all good.
That's good.
We had a great time up there on the hill at Alpine.
Yep.
It's kind of like Teddy Roosevelt coming over San Juan Hill there a little bit. I mean,
yeah.
That crowd gets going.
You never know if they're going to attack the stage. If
I know. You never know if they're just going to keep coming on through and mow us down and get them. Next thing you know, they're stopping in Lake Geneva or somewhere, you know.
Well.
But anyway, they had a great time, and we did too. And recovery was good. So the injury report, and we have our trainer back out. Our PT man is back out.
Oh, yeah.
Direct from the Olympics, Dr. Alex Keith has got us all.
He really helps us out being a little.
There were some older members of the band waiting for him backstage.
Well, I understand greeting that. I was in line myself.
You were. And did y'all have to, like, throw flower petals as he arrived?
We did. We did. And we got to
welcome him home from his Olympics.
Yeah. Well, he had a good stay over there.
Yes.
He.
I'm having some Olympic serum myself.
Does that come from Dr. Keith? Is that he recommends
comes
that tonic?
Comes from Greece.
Is that tonic?
It's Greece. It's Grecian formula.
Okay.
It's a not what you're thinking about.
No,
it doesn't come from Greece. It comes from Mexico.
Ah, it's rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake juice.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's Tuesday night. Let's party.
Yeah. Here in Camden, New Jersey.
No, it always is good for the vocal cords and relaxing.
I know, relaxing.
Relaxing the vocal cords before the show. I could do my vocal exercise for you.
You know, that might be nice. This is what we do.
Here's the hard part. Ready? This is for alliteration. 11 benevolent elephants. 11 benevolent elephants. 11 benevolent elephants. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. Lemon liniment. Lemon liniment. Lemon liniment.
That is terrific. Yeah, it really helps on Get Drunk and Screwed, doesn't it?
Well,
enunciation.
I was taught this by a very accredited vocal coach. It's worked so far.
I know. It does help.
Yes,
I know,
it does.
I've been in the studio with you when I know it helps.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, cough syrup helps too.
Oh, yeah.
No, great. I had a cold.
I know.
I did. Don't get it.
One of the best vocals you ever did was on
cough syrup. Go ahead and tell. You can tell that story because I'm over the retirement age and I'm still working.
It was a Bruce Coburn tune, as I remember.
Bruce Coburn tune, All the Ways That I Want You.
That's right.
And I was a little under the weather.
He had a wrap on. He was a wrap. He had a lot of.
I had a pashmina scarf on.
And I
kind of looked like Charlie Hood watching golf.
And he was all wrapped up, and the mic was in front of him. And it was a terrific.
Well, I was sick, but it was the kind of song that was low, and I had a little cough syrup. And
right.
So go when y'all listen to that vocal. Yeah.
I remember you sitting in that chair.
Oh, I know, and I was a little bit, it worked.
It worked.
I was trying to be a trooper. Excuse me, we're in the middle of a story here. The producer's here.
That is Doyle Gresham.
That is Doyle Gresham
right
there.
I met some of the Doyleys out at the.
That's Freddie D. Cordova, as Floyd calls him. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, that's his laugh. That's his laugh. That's his laugh.
What is that laugh?
But, and he's a coal head. He's from here.
I know. Not far. How far are you from here? 2 hours.
2 hours.
Now, are you bituminous?
No, I was up there yesterday.
Are you anthracite or bituminous?
We're anthracite.
Anthracite.
Oh, hard coal.
Hard coal, yeah. Bituminous.
We have another gentleman in our group that's.
Bituminous?
Bituminous. Is that correct? JL.
That's a soft coal.
Soft coal.
Yeah. I had lunch with a fellow Wildcat of yours today.
Have you been drinking?
He's Paul's here. You got to check him out. Paul. Yeah. He's a Wildcat.
Multiple hours.
Yeah.
Temple Owls. The Owls.
The Temple Owl.
I was up in there. I went on a road trip yesterday.
Did you? How was that trip?
I went to the Martin Guitar Factory.
Nothing
it's like Mecca to a guitar player,
particularly,
and I'm a Martin man.
I know. You've always been
and
a Martin
And I took
man.
My little guitar. I took Lars on a road trip.
Well, are we going to be able to see some of this
footage? Oh, we got shows for you.
Let's see that.
Oh, but you can't. It's going to be, we got to hold that for the Margaritaville Internet TV Network. Soon coming. Yes.
Woo!
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
But no, I went on a little road trip, and we drove through Allentown.
Okay.
And we got off the turnpike there, went to Bethlehem, right. And to Nazareth, you know, as a boy
Nazareth,
born on Christmas.
That's where
I like that. I pulled in the Nazareth. I was feeling about half past dead.
Ba-dum. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
And I went to the Martin Factory. I just pulled in there, and my friend Dick Boak, who is the head of artist relations for Martin, was there.
Yeah.
And for anybody who's traveling around, if you like guitars, the Martin Guitar Factory
Do they have
is someplace you ought to see.
Hmm? Do they have tours for the regular folk?
Tours, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
They have tours. Tours. We're on the Jersey Shore.
Exactly.
You're having tours.
Tours.
They got a tour at the factory. Yes, my friend, they do have tours there. Yeah. But anyway, they got incredible collection of guitars there. And Dick Boak happened to be doing a demonstration in Pittsburgh yesterday.
Oh.
And he was coming back. So he's just moving these guitars out of his van and coming by me. He hands me an 1833 Martin, the oldest Martin in existence. And says, here, play this. And then he hands me Hank Williams' guitar. I play that. This is in front of the Martin Factory. Then Jimmy Rogers' guitar.
Oh.
And then after that, it was just an amaze for a guitar player. It was amazing.
That's
so
terrific.
I had a good road trip. And they got a little restaurant there across the street from the Martin Factory. It's a nice little Italian place where I had dinner with my friend Hal Raines. And it's the only restaurant I've ever been to that has two beautiful Martin guitars up on the wall there, because that's where all the employees that work on Martin guitars eat.
Nice.
So
that's
it was
nice.
Good.
We're good. I'm
so I went out and did a cultural trip into the beautiful... Was I in bituminous or anthracite country up there?
I was in
anthracite country.
Hard
okay.
coal.
Okay.
Blue coal. Is that like a blue steel? Blue. Yeah.
Hey.
Excuse me.
You.
Hey. Hey.
Anyway.
Hey, Ben. Yes,
Vaughn. All right. Well, they're gathering out here in one of our little favorite. These are Jesus Jersey Shore people. They're from Philly, but Jesus, I don't know. Take it. Let me get some juice here.
Wait, what? Benevolent 11
benevolent elephants and Jesus juice. No.
Remember the old man music center.
I passed by the man. Yeah. Drove by there.
There in the park. I don't. What is that park? I played there many times. We played there many a time.
It's they still do shows there. It's a little small.
Yeah.
For us these days, but it sure is good.
Yeah, it's a good place. Nice.
Yes. 80?
And they're from Jim's Cheesesteaks.
Jim's Cheesesteaks in Philly. Fourth and South Street. We sound like, we'll give them a plug here on the Bing and Bong Show.
Exactly.
We have 80 cheesesteaks tonight. Oh, man, I'm going off my diet tonight, aren't I?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
but
okay.
I can have half of one.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing. No problem. Yeah.
I know it. I'll have a half of one, then I'll see what the world record is. All right, so we'll get a little cheesesteak after this.
All right.
But we're going to go out to Tuesday night, sold out. Thank you, everybody. We're going to go have a big time out there tonight, and we're wrapping all this up. Getting close here.
Have a big time here in Camden.
Tomorrow night, kind of my summer home. We're heading up there to Wantagh, Long Island.
Oh, yeah, Jones Beach.
Jones Beach, my friend.
Yes.
And beautiful weather awaits us there.
That's what I saw. I saw that.
The weather dragon is at the end there. We'll see what happens down there.
Oh, no.
Manassas.
Didn't we get run out of Manassas last year?
We got almost run out of Jones Beach. Remember, we had a two-hour weather delay.
Oh, that's right.
And thank God our dear, loyal fans went back in their cars. They got a little more of a buzz on, I have a feeling, than you know.
They probably did.
But then we got hurricane knocked us out. In Manassas, we had to delay a week, remember?
Yeah.
And so all that's over.
That's it.
And We'll send this out tonight. You know, there's a lot of people hunkering down on the Gulf Coast tonight as Isaac comes ashore.
Exactly, yep.
But it seems to be not anywhere near the over-reporting that seems to be done on these things. I'll tell you that my friend Lyle Pantapone, who flies the seaplanes for me down there and has kept down there 40 years on that line, he didn't get his seaplanes out because he said, "Hey, baby, it's only about 70 to 85. You know,
70 to 85, that's not
yeah. But for some people that don't understand, you know, those of us who've grown up down there know it. The people and the city's much more ready and prepared, and the levees are in good shape. So fingers crossed. But if you're hunkered down there for the next day or two, I talked to my sister Lulu.
That's
so they're good.
They're good, good.
I have a direct report from Gulf Shores, Alabama.
That's true.
And Lulu's had wind and water, a little tied up. And they're going to clean out tomorrow, and they're going to be open for Labor Day weekend.
Good.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, because that's
Pensacola's
a big weekend.
Pensacola's good,
down
Mobile's
Gulf
good, and Biloxi's still boarded up, but for reports are we're good there.
Good.
So for all those people hunkered down there, get yourself a cocktail and listen to us from the Susquehanna Center in beautiful Camden, New Jersey tonight.
We'll see you.
This is Bing signing off.
Bong here.
Bing bong.
Bong bing.